When the coronavirus pandemic began last year, Carolina Tolade Vidal's party business suffered immediately. People canceled parties, and no one was buying piñatas from her business in the American state of Alaska. A piñata is a container usually filled with small treats, like candies, fruits, or gifts. It is hung up at parties or celebrations. A person, likely a child, with eyes covered, would hit a piñata with a stick, and the objects inside would fall to the ground for everyone. Tolade Vidal told Alaska Public Media recently that many of her projects were moved to other dates. Many, she added, were canceled. She had to find new ideas to bring back her business. So Tolade Vidal decided to make large red piñatas shaped like the coronavirus. After she shared an image of her handmade coronavirus piñata on social media, she said the orders started pouring in. She explained why so many people want to beat up a coronavirus-shaped piñata. "I think you really smash them and break them and hit them with meaning," she said, "because it has been tough for everybody." Rose Constantine, age 8, agrees. She said with her eyes covered, she could not see it. But that did not stop her from beating the heck out of a coronavirus piñata at her birthday party. Tolade Vidal started her piñata business about 4 years ago. One of her daughters wanted a piñata shaped like Cloud Guy, a character from the movie Trolls. She said she could not find one in stores or online. So she said, "Well, you know, it shouldn't be so hard to make up a piñata." Tolade Vidal grew up in Mexico and spent years creating piñatas with her family. She said, "I have a memory of my grandma setting up all the grandchildren and helping her make a couple star piñatas with the 7 points." Kate Constantine is Rose's mother. She said the coronavirus piñatas were perfect for her daughter's outdoor, socially distanced birthday party. "Coronavirus," she said, "is the perfect villain for children. Children can understand that this is the thing we want to defeat." There was so much cheering, she said, when it exploded. I'm Ana Mateo.